Sunny and 57, News Talk 1190 WoWo. Joining us on the news line this morning, the governor of the state of Indiana, Governor Mitch Daniels. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Charlie.
You are in Fort Wayne today, 10 a.m. meeting. For what purpose?
I'm going to talk about all week about how we strengthen education in Indiana. I'm going to lay out a series of proposals for how we take the next several steps forward. Later in the week, we'll be talking about getting more dollars in the classroom, smaller classes, paying teachers better through efficiency. We'll be talking about college affordability and our plan to assure every high school graduate at least 2 years of college. And we'll talk about about teacher quality at the end of the week and our new Rhodes Scholars of Teaching program. But today is about basics, and that's discipline. And I'll be proposing today a new law in Indiana that would protect teachers and administrators almost completely if they are trying to keep order in the classroom. Education cannot start in the presence of misconduct, and it's just intolerable that teachers and administrators ever have to hesitate to maintain discipline.
And those of you who don't have teachers in the family probably don't realize, but they do have to hesitate sometimes. It's a real gray area. So getting that laid out and firm guidelines in place would, I'm sure, make people that do that as a living very, very happy. So the first of these meetings is today, and then you said you have them all through the week?
Yes, I'm going to move around the state. I'm going to talk about dollars to the classroom in Evansville, the college affordability plan will be laid out in detail at front of a lot of people at Ivy Tech and Terre Haute. And then I'll be back in Indianapolis at the end of the week to talk about math, particularly math and science teachers in the schools. We need them best. We have a new program that we need to expand, I believe, now to multiply the number of superbly prepared teachers, especially in the tough disciplines.
College affordability, how fast might that plan come into effect?
We think the entering class, or the graduating class, of either next year or the year after. We've been working on this for some time, and I've talked about it before, but we'll make the details more public this week. Basically, what we propose to do is to redeem an old promise. When the Hoosier Lottery was created, people were led to believe it was for education. That promise was never kept. Our proposal will be to take the future growth in lottery revenue, and instead of letting future politicians spend it on whatever they want, we would put that in trust for college. And we would say to each high school graduate in Indiana, as far up the income scale as we could go, if you will graduate in good standing from high school, your neighbors will pay for 2 years at Ivy Tech, or you can take that same amount of money, it's about $3,000 a year, to any other Indiana school. And, Charlie, there's two things we want to do. One, we want more of our young people going on beyond high school to something. It might be vocational training or something other than a four-year degree, but we know to hold a family-supporting job in this economy or anyone to come, you're going to have something more than high school. And secondly, we know a lot of young people never finish high school because college never is in their dreams. There's been nothing to put that in their imagination. We want to do that. Hope we can lower the dropout rate a little bit at the same time.
You also have, to change topics here, some good news. We have another company, an air filter maker, that has decided that they would like to headquarter in the state of Indiana.
Yeah, it's becoming a stampede, especially this company came from Kentucky, but we're hearing so many from Michigan, also Ohio, and looking to come here for the better business climate. Indiana's a top-tier place for new business now by every time somebody measures it. And we got a long way to go. But let me tell you, we'll have at least one new jobs announcement every day this week. There's a long line. We'll be in Fort Wayne before too long with a very exciting announcement there. So they're never enough. We never take a breather. But we've got momentum that other states don't have.
Well, and in this economic environment, it's got to be a little frustrating, too, because you can come out with a big announcement, and then you have, like, two small ones that kind of erode away from the success. But as long as you keep plugging away from it or plugging away at it, it should turn our way here when the economy does in a big, big way. The lieutenant governor goes into debate on Wednesday at the state fair.
Oh, I guess that's right. Well, it's that time of year. By the way, I hope everybody plans to attend the state fair. The weather's just been perfect. Going to stay that way. It's the best state fair we've ever had. Our folks have done a great job, and don't let that be something you put off and then don't get around to.
Can it be any easier to get to from Fort Wayne, do you think? Just go south and stay going, just keep going south?
Just get on and don't get off, and you can't miss it.
Yep.
That's right.
Your only turn is right into the state fair.
Well, correct.
I'm glad you're in town, and I look forward to these education announcements all this week, and that whatever that big new job announcement that you're going to be making in the future is. Our guest, Governor Mitch Daniels. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Charlie.
It's 8:12 on News Talk 1190 WOWO.
Your first source for breaking news.
All day, every day.
Fair and balanced. Fox News, WOWO News. On News Talk 1190 WOWO. Depend on it.
I love the symphony.
Oh, I know. That's all you talk about.
Well,
this is our row.
Great.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Sorry.